Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
You may be owed some money. After 911 and 411, call 541. That's 727-541-1741. Call Gulfstream Motorsports for a diminished value report. Due to my 28 years experience in the auto salvage business, I'm very good with wrecks. So if your car's been involved in a wreck, call me for a diminished value report. Call 727-541-1741. You may be owed some money for the lost value of your repaired vehicle. And visit us at GulfstreamMotorsports.com.
Looking for car shows? Then look no further than flacarshows.com. On your computer or on your mobile device, flacarshows.com is a comprehensive list of automotive events, plus videos and news articles. Whether you're looking for car shows, cruise-ins, meetups, automotive festivals, cars and coffees, or anything else relating to an internal combustion engine, then this is a site for you. Check it out online or on your phone at flacarshows.com.
Some car makers must think that people look like this because the cars they make look like this. But the Ford Motor Company knows that people are individuals like this and this and this and this. And that's why our cars are individuals like this Ford. This Edsel. This Mercury. This Lincoln. See how different they are. The Ford with its distinctive look. The Edsel with its dramatic new styling. The Mercury with its unique jet flow bumpers. The Lincoln with its canted dual headlamps. And the Thunderbird with its low, raring-to-go look. Yes, our cars are different from each other, as different as individuals. They're alike in only one respect, and that is that they were designed around you, designed to appeal to your individual tastes and preferences. Each different make, Ford, Thunderbird, Edsel, Mercury, Lincoln, and Continental Mark III has more new ideas, more you ideas. So look them over. Choose the car from the Ford family of fine cars that's styled and designed just for you.
Set the Wayback Machine.
Yes, sir, Mr. Peabody.
Hi, this is Dan Woods, the host of Chop, Cut, Rebuild on the Speed Channel, and you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
Okay, listeners, welcome. You're tuned in to Nostalgic Radio and Cars, and I'm your show host, Robert. Right on your computers and Google TAN Talk 1340.com, and you can see me, yeah, little me, live here in the studios in downtown Clearwater. Don't forget to check out our website, GulfstreamMotorsports.com, where you can find out all about us. And if you missed any of our past shows, check out NostalgicRadioandCars.com. And you can listen to all 715, including today, 716 shows. I think I counted that right this time, right, Bobby?
You did.
We did.
You did.
Good evening, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
How's it feel to be back in the driver's seat?
Doing a lot of driving this last month.
Yep. That's true. That's what, three shows in a row, something like that. Anyway, so last week we had a real interesting guest on. We had him twice, Malcolm Brecklin. And actually, there was a couple of Brecklins I saw recently advertised. And nice ones are still pulling 25, 30 grand. There's probably been a few that brought a little bit more. Same thing with the DeLoreans. You know, they're all up around that, you know, I'm going to say 30 to 50 range, maybe something like that. Brecklins, I think, really, really nice ones, especially if you get the unusual colors, because they were based. And I was looking up some stuff and food for thought, and I know somebody's going to call in and correct me because you're allowed to do that. I'm just kidding. and because usually I'm correct, because I do take the time to do research, okay? It's like I used to go round and round with people sometimes, and I'd go, I'd rather than argue with somebody, I would just go, yeah. The problem is there's people out there, and Alan will correct me because Alan will call in and squeal. But he's always right. Not always, but mostly. But we were around back in the day. So anybody that was around back in the day when the stuff was brand new and sitting on the showroom floor, like in the 70s, 69, 70, they came out with some, what they called high-impact colors. Now, I forget which manufacturer used the word high-impact color, and then, but they use that term in a lot of products loosely, okay? So in 69, for example, I'm going to give the credit to AMC, because AMC had, I forget, and Alan, if you're listening, I know you'll correct me because you're probably putting up a magazine right now that's probably from 1969, probably September of 69. No, actually, September of 68, introducing the 69 American Motors cars, because Gremlin, or not Gremlin, that they came out in 71, 70, 71, yeah, somewhere in there. And but the Javelin AMX, and they came out with a real cool orange, a real cool blue, and a real cool green. Kind of a chartreuse green, which I kind of liked back then. In fact, I remember one of my first cars that I almost bought. I went to, at the time, it was Northgate, Lincoln, Mercury. No, yeah, maybe that's what it was over there on North Florida Avenue, which has been a couple different Ford dealerships. And last, I think it was Elder Ford. But they had a chartreuse green 70 AMX. And I think American Motors called it the Go Package. I think that's what they called it. But it included those colors and some graphics, and it was really, they jumped out. So in 70, Ford got into it. But although Ford had Calypso Coral on a Mustang, and they called it Competition Orange on a Cougar, they had a bright yellow, they had Grabber Green in 69. So really, Ford and AMC did it first, and then 70, I think Chrysler got into it, and their whole rapid transit thing. And but they had some really cool colors, because they went out with Panther Pink, and they had another, and I can't recall all the colors. I should have done my homework. But anyway, they had some really cool high-impact colors, and that went on 70. So 69, 70, 71 had some really wicked colors on their cars, and they were just, it's so 70s, so mod, if you guys remember that term, you know. In fact, there was a TV show called The Mod Squad. And in fact, Chrysler had a vinyl top package, or a trim package, and I think they called it the Mod Package. I know they had it in 69, they may have had it in 68, and it was just really kind of like a flowery, psychedelic kind of vinyl top texture, color, print, if you will, whatever. And it was really kind of cool. I mean, the cars back then, and again, everything's generational and everything's period. So the beauty of where we're at today, and I notice this when I go to car shows. Now, last weekend I didn't go. My friends all went to the UTC, Universal Town Center. Is that it? Yeah, Sarasota, right, Bobby? And they had their cars and coffee there, which is the first Saturday of every month. And it outgrew a couple other places, so now it's at the mall. And it usually starts, 7 o'clock in the morning and goes till about 10. And there are thousands, there's probably 1,000 cars there, maybe. Who knows? Just a lot. Parking lots, I mean, it seems like every time you go, particularly in the fall, when everybody's down from up north, there's just no room to park. You know, you're parked out in the street, you're parked on the other side of the parking lot. So if you don't get there early, you don't get a spot. But at any rate, so as you're walking through there, you're going to see all the brand-new late-model cars. You're going to see supercars. You're going to see classic cars. You're going to see vintage cars. You're going to see pre-war cars. You're going to see just a collection of everything. But there was a car show way back in the day. It's still around, but it's not like it used to be. And it was called the Devereux Kaiser Show. Bobby, you remember that, because we took one of our cars down there one time for that. And it used to be at Sarasota Square Mall. And it was started by a car collector and another gentleman by Kaiser. And I think there was a connection there between Kaiser cars as well. A lot of very interesting people have retired in Florida over the years, and particularly in the Sarasota area. And the car culture in Sarasota is extremely huge. I'll give those guys a lot of credit. And now we have a lot of cars up here in Pinellas County and Tampa, but there are some really interesting cars that actually show up down there. And I can't explain it. And occasionally, even South Florida there was a couple of big events over the weekend, and I believe it was the... there was a I'm going to say an offshore powerboat race that went from, I believe, West Palm Beach to Grand Bahama Island. Now, when I was a kid and I was in the Bahamas, when we moved from California to Florida, when we were looking for, my parents were in the motel business. So we went to Miami for a week. We stayed at a place called the Aztec Motel. I'll never forget that. It was down there on Miami Beach. And then my dad started, you know, talking to people, looking at people, you know, looking around for motels. And somehow he got this idea that, hey, we got to go check out the Bahamas. I'm going, all right, fine. So the whole family jumps on a plane. We go to Freeport, which was relatively new, and they had a brand new Holiday Inn there on Freeport, Grand Bahama Island. And it just so happened to be, it was kind of a really cool time. But coming from California, we were not used to, this is in June, we were not used to humidity. That's something we don't have in California. We have, even if we're on the coast, it's still dry and it's cool. And in the morning, you're wearing a sweater. In the afternoon, you're kind of casual, comfortable. And in the evening, it's cold again. That's just the way it is in California. Now, Southern California is a little bit different. But still, we just don't have humidity like you guys have here. I mean, the humidity here, might as well just 100%. It's rain. But at any rate, so we were out in the Bahamas. And simultaneously, while we were there at the hotel, it happened to be the same weekend that they had an offshore powerboat race. And Don Arano was piloting his Donzi, which is the first time I ever heard the term Donzi. And there was Bertrams, there was Magnums, there was other boats out there. I'm not familiar with all of them, but somehow Arano had his hands in Bertram and Magnum. And Chris Crass were out there. They had some offshore. And there was a whole host of other, you know, privateers and stuff. But so the Donzi, I don't remember if it won 68. I know it did in 69 because I kind of followed it after that. I kind of took an interest in it. And I remember people were standing along on the beach there. They were talking about, look at those needle boats go by, and because they were long, narrow, and sleek. Now, if you guys remember back in the day, probably should have had somebody on talking about the boat races, but we'll do that another time. But we're going to be talking about something else later. I got a couple guests coming on. And but anyway, they in the old days, the PT boat, okay, was PT for plywood. I guess that's plywood. I think there's a connection. I can't remember exactly what it was. Google it, right? No, actually, go to Perplexity, you know, and look up PT boat. Anyway, or ChatGPT or Copilot or whatever you have on your computer. But anyway, so they were kind of like designed long and lean, and the whole idea was for them to be able to take, endure rough seas. And, well, back in the day, bootlegging was kind of a thing going on, and so just like you had bootleggers running cars in moonshine up in the Carolinas and Georgia and Tennessee and Virginia and really all the way up the coastline and elsewhere in the U.S. It's just that the Carolinas and Georgia and Tennessee and places like that, it was kind of like a tradition that everybody talks about. Okay, so it's just more well known, although it took place everywhere in the country. But nonetheless, so the moonshine runners got wind of boats, and so they were actually running up and down the coastline. On many occasions, they built special boats, but they also got a hold of old military boats, like PT boats, and they were converted and they were run. So then, as just like moonshine running evolved into NASCAR, moonshine running on the water, on open water, became offshore powerboat racing. Kind of. There's a connection. There's roots there. I'm not 100% correct on this. There's more details to it, but that's roughly how it kind of started. But anyway, so they had this boat race, and it went on for a long time. I think even into the early 80s, and then it ceased. And then, interestingly enough, I was Googling something because I was going to think about going down there. I was reading an article about it, and because one of the gentlemen, Neil London, that was on our show about 5-6 months ago, who does the Supercar Week in South Florida, was involved in it. And so I started looking up some of the boats that were competing, and one of them was the Lucas Oil boat that is piloted by Nigel Hook. Nigel Hook used to campaign when they used to have the Clearwater Superboat Races. Is that what it was called, Bobby? Clearwater Superboat Races? And Nigel was very competitive in his deep V class, which, you know, most guys are running cats. But he had this really cool boat, and it's all aluminum. And so he and a couple other guys got together, and they've kind of brought that particular race back. So I don't know how long they've been racing it, but it was this past weekend. And so basically it runs from West Palm Beach out to the Bahamas, And somewhere out there, I think there's a Bermuda Triangle. Maybe it's a little further out. I don't know. But nobody's boat disappeared. Everybody came back, and it was a good time. So I wish I could have been there. Nonetheless, I think it's about ready to for me to quit blabbing, I guess. And then we'll do a little commercial here, and then we'll play a little music. Also, I want a big shout-out to my wife, my lovely wife of 41 years. Today is her birthday. So normally I play She's a Lady by Tom Jones, but since she likes the Monkees, we're going to play a Monkee song.
And, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Teresa. And I guess we'll go ahead and do that. Let's fire up. This song's what, Valerie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, hey, you're tuning in to Nostalgic Radio Cars. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back when we'll have our guests on the show, and we'll be talking about some other interesting stuff. Okay, we're back, and you're tuned in to, yes, the one and only, Nostalgic.
I'm a rusty old boat.
I'm not to advertise
what was
Progressive
that?
Or whatever that is. Allstate.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we're back to, yeah, that's right. We're a radio show here, aren't we? So, and you know how it is with radio. It's spontaneous. It's live. It's whatever comes through the microphone comes through the microphone, as they say. But anyway, so we're going to have a special guest here on this in a few minutes, and I'm going to introduce not one, but two gentlemen. Both of them I know. Both of them car guys. And we all have something in common. We like classic cars. We like antique cars. And we, most importantly, we like keeping our cars kind of clean, neat, detailed, and organized. So what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, every year we do a series of shows that are, that could be music related, could be a summer type event, it could be classic cars, it could be business related, usually music. We've done a lot of those. We have musicians on, and or we'll have car designers. So we'll pick a topic, a segment, and we'll kind of do that for a while. And then sometimes what we do too is, like, if we have a very interesting guest and they're really, really interesting, you know, we'll have them on one, two, and sometimes even part three. But anyway, so we're going to do what we call a product showcase series. And what we're going to do is, and tonight's going to be the first one. This is our pilot program, if you will. And we're going to see how this works out. And we've got a couple gentlemen on that have been involved in a product that most people would be happy to use. I've used it for years, and it works very well. And it, they're cleaning products and car care products, I guess. And obviously, like I said, when you go to a car show, you want to, you know, you want your car to shine, really, really shine, because obviously you might be competing, and you want that trophy, you know. And then you might want to shine that trophy afterwards with the same product to make your car shine so nice. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to introduce two gentlemen, and I'm sure they're both on the line right now. One of them is my good friend and old buddy, Gene Teston. Gene, are you there?
I'm right here, Robert. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. And then my new bestest buddy is Rich Obrin. Rich, are you there?
I am, Robert. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. So welcome to Nostalgic Radio and Cars, the live edition. So,
all right.
Yeah. Anyway, so Gene, why don't you, since you're kind of like I don't want to use the word old timer, but you're the kind of guy that kind of brought this whole thing to fruition and created this product, okay? Tell us a little bit about Garage One and give us some background on the roots of how
all
it came to fruition.
Sure. Well, thanks, Robert. First, thank you for having Rich and myself on the show tonight. Think the world of you, bumping to you in all these car events. And anyway, really appreciate the opportunity. But yeah, I somehow became a car guy when I was a kid, you know, just loving Hot Wheels cars and Johnny Lightning and things of that nature, Aurora HO cars. I was just a kid, and then they were exciting. It was exciting. All these cars were coming out, very exciting, from Detroit. My parents were buying a Pontiac Le Mans, I'll never forget, 1970. I was 10 years old, and I saw all these GTO judges in the showroom, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? I've got to have one of these one day. And anyway, I got bit with a bug, and just anything automotive, mechanical, I just fell in love with. So that's a little bit of where my drive was coming from. And then you fast forward, and I always would wash and wax my car, take care of it. And as spray and wipe products were coming on the market, I found myself in the auto parts store one day looking for something that was going to be great to spray and wipe on my car. And I saw one product for this type of car, product for that type, a dry wash, a detailer, quick detailer. All these things were confusing me. I literally walked out of the place and bought nothing. I was so confused. And I said to myself, there's got to be a better way. And long story short, I basically was introduced to a chemist, talked to the man about different types of products and the up-to-date chemistry, the latest, greatest, and high-performance water-based chemicals were coming onto the market at that time. And we, in 09, came out with a beautiful wax, spray and wipe, easy to use, called our Pro Speed Wax, which is the Garage One Speed Wax, our purple Speed Wax, which is a Teflon-infused wax with a UV blocker, carnauba, polymer, and it's just spray, wipe, no streak, no residue, and voila, you're protecting your car. That's kind of, I don't know if I'm giving you a crazy story or or what, but that's how it happened.
No, that works.
That's how it happened. And from there, we developed our water-based, polymer-based tire gel. We developed our, our car wash, which has UV blockers and carnauba and all the good polymers in it, and our interior products, too. And, proof's in the pudding. People love our products. I like to say we're a micro-brew of car care products because we put the right ingredients, the right blend, the right combination of products together to give you the best results. Because this has been driven from by an enthusiast, not by just some bean counter that just wants to sell product. We have some products that really perform, and people prove that out to us every week when they buy them from us.
So. Explain to our listeners, myself included, when you talk about polymers, and which I'm thinking plastic, and then you're talking UV blockers. So kind of, in other words, where I'm going with this is, does this distinguish your product from other products that are out there?
I'm going to say it does. I'm going to say that because a lot of other products have very low percentages of their active ingredients. Some aren't even worried about UV blockers. We do have that in our products. It has been developed here in Florida. It's another reason. I'm not saying there's any other reasons other than we developed this in Florida with the intense heat, humidity, moisture, rainfall. It's just been invented. It was designed in an atmosphere that needed ultimate protection. There's some other areas of the country that may not be as harsh, and some of these protective ingredients aren't as necessary, but here they certainly are. It was a must when we were talking with our chemist and designed the ultimate car care products. And what I was going to say, okay, so you mentioned polymers.
Right.
We deal with polymers and water-based products as opposed to silicones and petroleum-based. There's still products on the market that are using those ingredients, and you have to be careful not to get it on something else on the car. If you're going to use that on a tire, it can't get on the painted rim, it can't get on the painted car, or it can cause some discoloration. Our products, being that they're water-based, if you use it in the wrong area or it gets on something it's not designed to work on, it will not harm it in any way, shape, or form.
Well, now, see, that's what's interesting, because, you know, when you bring that up a little bit, now that's why I was going to ask you about the polymers, okay, versus the silicone and some of the other stuff. Because, for example, if you're near a body shop and you can't use anything that's got any kind of a silicone base to it, because if it does, it gets in the paint, it lifts. And
that's right.
So if your polymers, which again is basically a let's just say it's a real refined plastic, if you will, and it kind of gives like a coating. And then the UV blockers, explain that to people, because that's basically there so that your car, you know, so that the clear lasts longer, so the colors last longer, and it actually helps give the luster.
It's a proprietary ingredient that we use that other manufacturers just don't do. We add that to our formulations to add a layer. It's almost like putting sunscreen on, just add another layer of protection onto your car.
And here's the other thing I get, and this was always kind of I don't want to say it's a running joke, but it was always kind of, we always used to comment and say, the other thing about it is that the Garage One smells so good compared to any other product. I mean, it really does. It's like, I just want to spray it on myself. It smells so good.
Well, see, if you do that, Robert, it's not going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt me, right?
All right.
That's right. Rich, now come here. You're kind of like you've come on board now to work with Gene. So give us your background a little bit, and your affiliation here with Garage One.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity again, Robert. Appreciate it. You know, the way I was introduced to the product was back in 2017. I went to a Corvette show at the Vinoy, and I took a beautiful 1965 Corvette that I had built that was literally wet sanded and buffed to 5,000 wet. The car was just laser straight, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I had a couple of gentlemen that were at the show. It happened to be a father and son came up, and they looked at the car and said, "Wow, this thing's really, really beautiful, you know." And they said, "Do you... what kind of products you use on it? Have you ever tried Garage One?" And I said, "I've never even heard of Garage One." And they said, "What if we have a guy come over? He's a friend of ours. He's here at the show, and he's got the product." You know, and I said, "Great." This guy, a gentleman, comes walking over, and it wasn't Gene. It was the gentleman. His name is Jerry. He had been working with Garage One. We're not Garage One anymore. Now we're Garage One GT. Same company, just we changed the name a little bit. So I started using the product in 2017. Jerry comes over and sprays this product on the quarter panel of my car, and I can't tell you the exact words that came out of my mouth because it wouldn't be proper, but I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was just, the car was glowing even more than it was. Immediately bought the product, immediately started using the product, which was the Speed Wax. Numerous times went over to the actual location and bought more product, and they introduced me to what was called Ceramic Plus, which is a new product that had come out. Speed Wax still being made and still being made today seems to still be the same process that it was being made back in 2009 as it is today, same ingredients, same formulas, and I started to use the Ceramic Plus on my cars. So I love the products because I've always had a lot of cars and boats and motorcycles, and you know, it takes a tremendous amount of time to keep these things clean, and I love to keep them clean myself with this product. I spray it on and I wipe it off. It doesn't matter if I spray it on the glass, because you do spray it on the glass. It doesn't matter if I put it on the chrome. It doesn't matter if I put it on any rubber on the car or anything. I just spray it and wipe it, and I fell in total love with the products. Now, my background with cars are I've owned 39 Corvettes in my life. I've owned just about any type of exotic that you possibly can think of. Not only own them, I can paint, I build them. I'm in the process right now of finishing a couple of boat projects that have been going on for a few years, building. And I mean, I just love everything to be meticulously spotless in regards to the shine, the ability, whatever. I've never found a better product than Garage One GT. And probably about 7 months, 8 months, 9 months ago, went to go actually acquire some product. And the company said, or the website said, permanently closed. And I was like, oh, no. What happened? So I was able to track down Gene, and I said, Gene, what's going on? And he said, well, you know, we had a partner, and we basically have gone our separate ways, and the decision was to not keep the company going on his end, but I still want to keep the company going. And I said, Gene, you know, I can't run out of product. You know, I mean, what am I going to use? I'm lost. I said, you know, sell me the company. Tell me the formulas. Let's partner up. I said, you know, let's do something. So we sat down, and Gene and I have become partners in the business. We've reunited. Garage One is Garage One GT. All the formulas are the same. Everything is exactly the way it's always been made. The funny part of it is the chemist that Gene has mentioned has been the same chemist and blender that's made the product from day one and is still making it today. And you know, it's just an amazing system and process that we have for it. From the standpoint of, you know, our car soap has the same principles and formulas and same elements in it that our Speed Wax has, that our Ceramic Plus has. You know, whenever you wash a car, you worry about, am I washing off everything that I put on wax wise? Well, this is replenishing it when you use our car wash. I'm a little crazy with this product. Gene laughs at times, and he said, you've got so much product on your car that, you know, it's just glows. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's just me. I mean, I typically will spray the car off every time I am getting ready to go to a car show. When I get back from the car show, I'll spray it off again. Our daily driver cars, they will go through a monthly car wash subscription, and you know, when you pull them in there to vacuum them off, there's always a couple of water droplets on the car, and so you know, we've got our water-based products. Rather than just dry the car off, I'll pull out the Speed Wax or the Ceramic Plus, and I'll spray a light mist on the car and wipe the car off. And minutes, I've taken the car from just the basic car wash to office, and looks like it just got detailed. So the other thing with that I, you know, just love about it is, you know, it just doesn't take a lot of time, and you can do it again, over and over and over and over again with the process. You can't mess it up when you spray the product on the car. It always has got a great look to it. It dries, you know, with such a great shine, with such a great feel to it. Gene likes to make the comparison of, here, do half your hood. You feel this side of your skin. You know, feel this side now, and it's just like silk, you know, and it's you know, it's amazing, amazing, amazing the way it works. So, you know, we all like to, I guess, have instant gratification when we're doing something, and with our Garage One products, you have instant gratification. It doesn't matter if it's the car wash. It doesn't matter if it's one of our car spray wax, which would be the, you know, the Speed Wax or the Ceramic Plus. Doesn't matter if it's our tire shine or tire gel. That stuff's amazing. You know, you can put it on with a sponge, put it on with a microfiber towel, as fast as you can put it on the tires, as fast as it'll go on and make the tire shine. It dries in minutes, and it dries to a nice shine. You can touch it. It's not greasy. It's not stuff.
Yeah. No sling.
Yeah, no sling at all. And all the products that, as Gene was talking about, are water-based. And people are like, well, what does that matter if it's water-based? Well, you know, if it's petroleum-based and get it on the wrong surface, it could stain it. You know, it can cause a problem. All of our products, you know, you're not going to have that happen. It was funny, one day we were at a show, and I grabbed our interior cleaner wasn't paying attention and sprayed it on my hood of my car and wiped it off. And Gene goes, "Oh, you're using interior cleaner now on your hood?" I said, "Oops, but it's not going to hurt anything, so that's the good news." You know,
right.
did it leave a little residue of some format? You know, well, it's not really, but it wasn't the right product that I grabbed. But our system that we have put together for washing your car is kind of unique. Waxing car, very unique. The time element that it takes is amazing. I've had individuals say to me, "Hey, could I use this on my big camper? Could I use this on my car, my truck, whatever?" And I'm saying, "Yeah, listen, let me give you our standing operating procedure, our SOPs. Put an ounce of our car wash soap, because it's concentrate, into a gallon of water." And I'm like, "An ounce? Yeah, put an ounce. Wash your car. Hose it off. It doesn't get so darn foamy that you need to sit there for 3 hours washing it over and over and over. It just washes it right off." And he said, "And then you want to be really, really, really quick with this whole process. Grab your leaf blower out of the garage." Yeah, kind of like when you go to the car wash, you got all the blowers. Blow the water off the car as much as you possibly can. You're going to have some droplets here or there left. Grab your speed wax, grab your ceramic plus, spray the car, wipe the rest of the water off with a microfiber. You have just washed and you have just waxed your car in minutes. Finish it off with the actual tire shine on the car, and you're done on the outside. Our interior cleaner is phenomenal. And again, as you said, they all smell so great. You spray your interior off and you're done. So I guess what's really gotten me so intrigued with the product is I can clean my car and enjoy my car versus having to have 16 different products, which we've all seen the guy pull up to the car show and he pulls the milk crate out of the trunk of his car and he's got 18 right. different products in there and he spends 3 hours cleaning his car. I could do the same process with ours in minutes and go on and either enjoy a car show or enjoy my car and drive my car. One of my cars, I haven't washed it in 2.5 years. I've even got caught in the rain with it and came home and thought I would have a mess. It dries. I look at it and I'm like, I can just take my speed wax and just spray it off and wipe it off. It's just amazing stuff.
Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
Gene.
I and
Rich as well. I will tell you, and I can't figure it out because. Now I remember the day when we used to go over to your place over there in Tampa, and you used to. Mm-hmm. This was on a Saturday, and you actually used our car as a sample one time because you asked for some volunteers, and Bobby brought his little GT Mustang over there, his convertible he had.
Right.
And you did one half of the hood with mm-hmm. Garage One, and then you clayed it. Remember that little clay cloth thing you had?
That's our Polytef applicator pad. Yes, it's still a part of our system, but go ahead.
Well, yep. I will tell you, and I'm here to say this to everybody listening, that yes, we too have used other products. I cannot explain Garage One and now Garage One GT, how that product worked so well, and I mean this sincerely, even... now I'm going to go back a few years. Remember on TV, they had the guy that walked into, what was it, New Shine? He was in a junkyard. He went in a junkyard. Okay. And,
right.
he rubbed some deal on some junk piece of crap. And, of course, I come from the wrecking yard business. And I'd say, let me try that. Well, New Shine didn't work that well. Okay. But I will tell you that your product, okay, if you did do a dull car, and we have tried it on a dull car, and it actually did work pretty respectable for what it was, but I did it on my rollback, and it's bright red, fire engine red, and mm-hmm. I don't know what it did, but it just brought the color out. I put it on my Excursion, which is aspen green, dark metallic aspen green, which is a beautiful color. You put that on there, and it just brings the color out. I cannot explain it. So when you, Richard, was talking about your Corvette at the car show that's got wet sand and buffed and looked like a mirror, and then you put Garage One on top of it, and then it looks better, that is a testament to the product. So kudos Extreme. To you. Guys at Garage One, now Garage One GT, both Gene and Rich.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
We're having fun with it. It's it's something that I don't like. I love. I love the products. I love what they do. I love showing them to people. I love having them see why we are so much you know, intrigued with them and why they work so well. I love showing someone how quickly they can clean their car or wax their car or make their car look so much better than it's ever looked. I've got a friend of mine here that has a couple of Lamborghinis that it's a matching SUV and Aventador,
oh, wow,
and bright orange, you know. And you know, he sprayed the hood of his car. Actually, I sprayed the hood of his car, you know, on one side. He couldn't believe it. I did the rest of it. He couldn't believe it. I did the tires. He couldn't believe it. It's like, you know, I want to buy some product. He bought some product right away. We were just at UTC here in Sarasota at their 13th birthday anniversary car show, and he brought both cars. It was funny, you know. He parked next to me, and he goes, "Hey, look at the cars." And then he goes, "And?" He goes, "Because my son and I did them last night in the garage." He goes, "Oh my goodness, look at him." He goes, "Feel them, touch them, you know." I go, "How long did it take you to do them?" He goes, "Minutes." And it was fun because, you know, when we sprayed it, we sprayed everything. We sprayed, you know, the windshield wiper blades. We sprayed the windows. We sprayed the mirrors. We sprayed the headlights. We sprayed the taillights. We got on the rubber. It didn't matter. You know, we just kept spraying and wiping. And he said, "It's like you say, as fast as you can spray and as fast as you can wipe is as fast as garage one will take your car from what it used to be to what it's amazingly gonna be." And he goes, that was fun for us. He said, you know, we just jumped in the garage, had some music on, and we did both cars instantly.
And I will say, I'll jump in here and say this, like regarding our speed wax, when we were designing that, it took 7 tries before I was happy with it. We had 7 different formulations. When we got the right one, I knew it. I mean, I just absolutely knew it. Perfect evaporation time, perfect look to it, and the least amount of effort. That's the ultimate goal. Enjoy your cars. Enjoy the car culture. Don't spend all the time cleaning and waxing your car. Get a product that's fast, easy, fun, and effective. And that's what we are.
Gene, I want to ask you this question, okay? So, because Rich was talking about the car wash, the gold.
The gold.
Okay, so I've got to tell you this. And I don't know if this is an accidental marketing thing, but for example, the purple color that the speed wax is, to me, is a very fitting color, okay? Particularly because of the scent. Well, the gold wax, now if you think about it, it's like you're washing your car. You know, it's this gold color, but it's not like, you know, you know like dishwasher detergent, which is yellow, or, you know, some [S2]
Right. [S1]
Of it's yellow and blue and green, whatever it might be. But that, just the way it's packaged and marketed, it just makes you, and I'm sure there's a psychological effect here too. I'm using this product, and, you know, very often people say, "Well, I'm using Mother's, or I'm using Jay's Leno," because Jay's a friend of ours too. And you're using somebody else's product, or you're using Seafoam, or whoever it might be, because there's a lot of products on the market. And I'm not saying they're all good, bad, or worse, or whatever. I'm just saying they're competitive products. And it's just a matter of you using a product and what works best for you. That's the reality of it, okay? But your marketing, I mean, just, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. But even, and I will say this as well as, just like when I was talking about with the speed wax, when you use that soap that you have, and up until now, I will tell you that I always used to wash my car, I kid you not, with Dawn, okay? Wait a minute, don't laugh. And then, if I would get some really nasty, greasy spots on, like my Ranchero, you've never seen it, but it was an old factory Wimbledon white car from back, and I've had it since the 70s, right? When I would get dirty spots on it, grease marks when I was working on it, you know, wrenching on it, I would use kitchen cleanser.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
So I have used the two worst products that you could possibly put on a car, kitchen cleanser and Dawn. Now, we car guys, when we're wrenching, we use Dawn and kitchen cleanser to clean our greasy little paws, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to put it on your car. But I will tell you this. You put the Garage One product on that car after I've done this for years and years and years and years, and I will tell you that it feels like a new car. I can't explain. It actually does. So, again, that is a testament to your product. And that car I still have, and I've got Garage One on it, and I can throw a rag across it, and it slides right across the front of the car. Well, and,
you
and
know, you, again, the whole process is the soap. The soap will add to the shine. It doesn't strip. Our soap does not strip, and it adds to the shine. And as Rich mentioned earlier, it has carnauba in it, and it has conditioners in it. It's meant to wash and cleanse a car, not take away from your shine, and well, rinse easy. So you know, it's a whole process. Everything was well thought out.
Yeah, we changed the name of it too, Gene. You didn't even mention that.
That's right.
You did.
It's the shampoo and conditioner.
It's our shampoo and conditioner. Yes.
Oh, really? Shampoo. Okay. All right. So now,
yeah, it's our car shampoo.
What we haven't done yet, because we should do this a little while ago, real quick. If people want to find out more about the product, we should do this a couple times during this little infomercial here we're doing. So if people want to find out more about the product, where do they go, real quick, guys?
Go to the website,
GarageOneGT.com. GarageOneGT.com. Okay, so they can order the product online, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes. They order online, and it's shipped out. If it comes in before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll get shipped out that day. If not, it goes out the next morning.
Okay, good. Now, is there a warehouse in Tampa, Sarasota, where we have a warehouse?
Warehouse is in Sarasota. All the production is in Tampa, bottling everything is Tampa at its original blending in chemist that did it from and has done it from day one.
Okay, now good. Now I'm familiar with the Gold Car Wash, which is now the shampoo and conditioner, and I'm also familiar with Speed Wax. I'm familiar with the tire gel. The interior cleaner and detailer is new, but tell us about the Ceramic Plus. That one's also a new product, correct?
I'll jump in here. So
go ahead, Gene.
Speed Wax for years and years. Everybody loves it. Fast, easy, fun, effective, as I always say, easy on, easy off, and gives you the great results. I guess about 10 years or so ago, ceramic coating started becoming in vogue.
Right.
And people were having ceramic coatings. The people that would apply them said, don't touch your car with anything. Just let water touch it. They had people so afraid to touch their car that I knew guys that wouldn't even touch it. And of course, a car will get a film on it eventually. You do have to touch it eventually. But that's when the need for a ceramic-based spray wax was needed. So we created Ceramic Plus. But again, the way we do it with our own thoughts and processes is to create a beautiful blend that'll go on fast, go on easy, no streak, no residue, just like the Speed Wax. And also has UV protection in it. So once we did that, the guys that had their ceramic coated cars felt at ease. They'd use our Ceramic Plus. But what we realized, Ceramic Plus was so superior, it actually brought you a level above Speed Wax, which is our Teflon infused wax. So Ceramic Plus is our top wax.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I was going to say, I know what you're going to ask me. It does not have to be used on a ceramic-coated car.
Okay, that was my question.
I know you.
You're a mind reader.
It can be used on a regular car. And, in fact, there's several people that love the product that use it on cars that are not ceramic-coated or ceramic-coated, either way. My old Pontiac happens to be not ceramic-coated, but I use the Ceramic Plus on it.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that, Robert, that, you know, in today's times, people have a couple of things on their cars that they didn't have in the past, which they do what's called PPF, which is paint protection film, which is a clear film that they put on either the front of the car or their whole car.
Right.
And either our Speed Wax and or our Ceramic Plus waxes clean it, put an unbelievable shine on it, put a nice protection on it, and it's good for any type of a PPF paint protection. It's good for any vinyl that people happen to put on their car today, because people do vinyl wraps on their cars. They do lettering. I've got our unofficial official Garage One car that we take to some of the events, and I put our Garage One GT logo on that car. So when I spray the ceramic on that, I spray it right over all of the decal stickers on the car, and it just makes it look like brand new and shine. I mean, they're amazing products that they don't hurt, they don't harm, they enhance, they protect. That's what it's all about.
Two quick questions, because we got about 4 minutes left. Does the product, if you use it over time, this is, and you touched on this earlier, does it leave a film, and does the Gold Car Wash kind of take that film off and then basically start to process over?
I don't think anything's going to really leave a film per se, but the thing with it is Gene had mentioned, we do get contaminants on the cars, and we do get some buildups on the cars, and we do have our Polytef applicator cloth that we, that Gene is, has over the years, I should say, mastered. And it's basically like a 7-inch by 7-inch, it's like a microfiber rag that's been infused with clays, Teflon polymers, and it's an applicator. It's kind of like clay barring your car. Gene says it's a clay buff and wax all at the same time because you use our
clay buff, wax, and polish.
Yeah. You use the actual spray, either be it the speed wax or the ceramic plus, as your lubricant that you're using for the applicator. So you're applying that with the applicator, and it's amazing how that will clean a car that's got a lot of contaminants, or you know, really, really, somebody wants to really get deep into the paint, let's say, but quickly, because it's again as fast as you can spray, as fast as you can move that applicator pad. It's funny, you'll start to move it around, and you'll feel a little resistance, and the resistance is gone. As soon as the resistance is gone, the paint's clean, and you're ready.
That's it. All right, one more quick question. We got like 20 seconds. The interior cleaner details, that work on leather?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Leather, vinyl, plastic, all the stuff, right?
Everything you find in the interior, it can be used on. Everything.
Wow, good, super. All right, hey, guys, I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. Now, one more time, but, you know, whoever wants to jump in, if people want to find out where they can buy this fantastic Garage One, now GT, product, how do they go about doing it, and where do they find it?
GarageOneGT.com.
Now, what we need to do real quick is, if somebody was listening to the show and they order it, can they get a little discount if they mention they heard it on Nostalgic Radio and Cars?
Well, you know, Robert, I'll say that we try not to discount any of our products because they're such good quality.
Okay.
But because you are asking and requesting that, we'll definitely honor that.
Okay.
We'll give the user a 10% off if they would mention the show. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Are you in agreement with that?
I'm okay with
listen,
that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. If they're getting online and mentioning the show, let them mention it in the whatever the comments, and we'll reward them. Definitely reward them.
Promo code Nostalgic Radio and Cars. How about that?
There you go, Robert.
All right, guys, I want to thank you very much for hanging out with us here at Nostalgic Radio and Cars. Gene, you still have your Judge?
The orange Judge. Yes, I do.
All right,
yes,
Rich.
Yes, I do.
And Rich, I think you had a Porsche the last time I saw you.
Yes, sir. I've got a TechArt 911.
Super. Well, we'll see you guys at the next car show. I'll be sporting some, I don't know what I'll be driving, but I will tell you this. It'll be coated with Garage One GT.
We appreciate it, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Super, guys.
Bye-bye.
Garage One GT. All right. So anyway, I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in to Nostalgic Radio and Cars. Don't forget to check us out here every Tuesday between 7 and 8 p.m. for the most fascinating legendary names in motorsports and music. And, hey, tune in next week. We're probably going to have another product showcase here at Nostalgic Radio and Cars. We got some pretty cool, interesting people lined up for the rest of the year, on and off. So don't forget to check us out. I want to see some of the car shows. Be sure and check out Garage One. And in the meantime, stay safe, drive carefully, and love your family.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.